Welcome to Go to the Word Radio Broadcast, Ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of 2 Peter, and we're in chapter 3. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word.
You remember 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15? Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman which needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The word study literally means hasting. So when he talks about you and me being diligent, this is where it begins. Get in your Bible. You say, I don't know how to be thinking thoughts like Jesus thought. That's how. You get in the Word of God. You begin to immerse your mind in it. You begin to get to the place where you're thinking about it all the time. Where when you're going through your day or you're confronted with a conundrum or a dilemma or worldly things trying to force themselves upon you, the very first thing we need to do is think, what does God say about this? We have a world that doesn't know whether there's male or female, even though if you're going to get a transition, you're either going to transition from a man to a woman or from a woman to a man. And they just can't have the conversation. But we know that God said in the beginning God created them male and female created He them. So we have this, oh, I don't have to have a question here. I know the Bible says this is true. This is why our children are in such jeopardy, because sometimes the parents don't know God's Word, and therefore they can't answer those questions for them with any authority. They're scratching their head. I remember when I first heard about a little boy sitting up on the countertop of his mother's kitchen. And he looked at her and he said, Mom, you know I'm a girl, right? I only could picture a little urchin sitting there on his haunches, kind of like a demon saying, you know, some slithering lie like that. She said, yes, honey, I know. She answered it. As Eve was beguiled, so we have it going on many levels this day. And the men have fallen for it too. So we have to get into the Word of God. If you're going to be diligent in this day of great deception, your diligence is going to have to start with the Word of God. You have to study it to show yourself approved. And the word approved literally has the idea of being put into circulation for God. You see, you and I might go into an arena of a lot of lost people. Like, we might work in an arena like that, might have a party, or you might have family, a whole host of people, but most not saved. You're not in circulation if you don't know God's Word. You can't be, unless you're brand new. If you're brand new, you are, because you're just glowing and God's real and new to you and it's fresh and exciting. But the fact is as time goes on, that shine begins to wear off. And you've got to kind of start paddling. You've got to start working it. You've got to start interacting. Because as newborn babes, you have no words. But as you get along in your faith, you get more words. And it's up to you how much you get. You see, you have complete control on whether you're going to read it or not. You have complete control of whether you're going to know it or not. If you need to get some help with that, get something audible and listen to it all day long. Get a chapter and listen to it all day long for a day. You know how you know the songs on the radio, right? You know some of those songs. Why? Because you heard them so many times. You didn't have to try. Just listen to it. And find the ones that mean something to you. If you have an issue, you know. You ever get those little pamphlets that says, if you need peace, read this passage. If you've got fear, read this. Wherever you are, let that be your touchstone. Because God leads through stuff like that. If you don't know where it's at, you can ask a pastor or somebody spiritual in your life. You can ask them, where would I study something about this? There are whole chapters that have one note that's being hit over and over again, like the love chapter, 1 Corinthians 13, and Hebrews 11 is the faith chapter, things like that. There's chapters on that. Fasting is Isaiah 58. We are able to fortify ourselves, and sometimes the greatest need is the thing you reach for. This word for diligent also, the Bible says, be diligent or endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. You know what that means? That means be quick to do it. Do everything you can to make sure that the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace is maintained in the body of Christ. Your job, my job, we're supposed to do our very best to make that happen. Hebrews chapter 4:11, the Bible says this, let us labor, same word, let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. He's saying, Hebrews, you guys are questioning who Jesus was. He says, you need to work really hard, which would be go back to the Bible, go back to the truth. And he's saying, you need to get past this blip in your situation. Because the devil wants you to be unstable. Okay? He wants you to be unstable. So he will give you a confusion that will consume you. It's the only thing you can think of. And you have to be diligent to enter into the rest. What rest? The rest in the completed work of Jesus. You need to get there and you need to rest in it so that you give him all the praise, all the glory, all the credit for anything you have to commend you to God. It's only Jesus. That's it. There is no other name under heaven whereby we must be saved. You cannot save yourself. It is not of works, the Bible says, lest any man should boast. It is not of ourselves, the Bible says. Over and again. Over and again. But we think somehow at the outset, especially, that maybe I'm not doing my part and I've messed up and I can never start again. That is where the devil first hits us. Man, right away, you're doing pretty good for a few weeks. All of a sudden, you fall right back down, flat on your face. You think, oh, it's not working for me. And you know, the devil will needle that. And he'll tell you, yeah. Saying where you belong, what are you doing here? I know some buddies who'd love to hear from you. And you can right away join the pack back again in any moment. And for most of us, somewhere along the line, things like that happened where there was a minute where we just had a little bit of a losing of our tether, and then we got away, and then we got bit, and we got back. Okay, hopefully we got back, for God would have it so. You need to be diligent to enter into the rest. And the Bible says, for he that hath entered into his rest hath ceased from his works, even as God did from his in the creation of this universe. Jesus is the one who created it all in 6 days. And on the seventh day, he rested. That is what happened. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the one who created all things. He rested on the seventh day. That's what you and I, we enter into that rest of a what? Complete work. It's complete. But if we don't know that, we're going to have a hard time dealing with the deceptions of our day. So he's saying, seeing you're looking for a new heaven and a new earth, be diligent that you may be found at the end of peace. How can I do that? Well, first thing I can do is I can study. Second thing I can do is I can labor to enter into this rest because I know there's a goal he wants me to get to. And if you were to put this in the vernacular of Peter's own words, chapter 1, verse 10 of 2 Peter, it says, wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and your election sure. There's a lot of people who are vacillating at the door. He says, no, you need to make it sure. And he says, make it sure, because if you do these things, you will never fail. He's saying, have your faith, virtue, knowledge. See, this is where I'm telling you, if you're going to have no spot and be blameless, you're going to have to start with the diligence. The consequence of knowing what's coming means I want to make sure I'm in the right place at the right time and in the right way so that I'm ready. I'm ready at the given moment. Some of y'all are hunters. You know, there's a lot of preparation goes into that. Some of you have seen people who've gone, you know, full on with this stuff. I mean, they build these things where they got a chair up in a tree. A chair in a tree. They got a thing called a hide. And you see it from the highway when you're driving by, right? You got a hide. They're not hiding. I can see them right there. You know, they're in, you know, but the deer can't see them. I get it. But the idea is that you go to extremes to get ready to hunt. You want to be at the right place. You're scouting out the land. You're looking and seeing where's the trail. And you try to figure out where they're at. And you go and you see and you see and you see. When hunting season's ready, what happens? You're ready. Would God want you to be ready? Seeing you look for all these things? Be diligent. You're ready. The Bible says that he wants you to have your calling and election sure. Do you know what that means? That means it can be. There's a lot of people who think they can't be saved know it for sure. They think they can lose it. Well, if you can lose it, I want to just go on record as telling you, you're going to lose it. Okay? You're going to lose it. Forget it. Just walk away now. If you think you can lose it, go away. Because you're going to lose it. But I'm telling you, he says, make your calling and election sure. Labor to enter into the rest. Because there is a place of quiet rest. And it's not just near to the heart of God in the sense of us having a moment where we've been in upheaval. But there's also a place of quiet rest near to the cross of God. That's where everything was made firm. That was where everything was made certain. The Bible says, these things have I written unto you that you might know that you have eternal life. So he wants us to be diligent that we may be found of him. That means he's going to come at any minute. There's your imminence. Because when he comes, you're not going to get a do-over. There's no do-over here. He's coming at that moment. And you want to be found doing something good. Right? So be diligent. Be doing the good stuff. And I think of this verse that comes to my mind when I think of that very concept. The Bible says this in 1 John chapter 2. It says, "And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming." Some people might be ashamed at his coming. Do you think Lot was ashamed when the angels came into the city? I mean, he was scared to death that these guys would see what was in his neighborhood, right? Stay with me. No, we'll stay in the street. No, you can't stay in the street. He knew what they'd find, right? And then after they found what they found, the Bible says they came to that door and they beat on that door and they said, "Bring those men out that we may know them." And I can't imagine how humiliated that Lot was. He went to the door and he says, "Do not this evil thing. Take my two daughters." Now that's getting the world on you. That's getting the world on you. We have to have an idea of what right and wrong is. We can't have it without the Word of God. Lot, in his defense, to some degree, he had no Bible to read. He did have an example in his uncle, Abraham, who was living apart from all the nonsense. But he chose poorly. We don't want to be the people who have shame in his coming. Now, shame can be any number of things. It can be moral shame. It can just be performance shame. You just may feel like, "I never did anything for God." Well, right now is the time to get in there and do something, right? I mean, what can you do? Can you make cookies? Can you smile? Can you be friendly? Go see the neighbor, especially a new one that just moved in. Invite them to church. Ask them if they know the Lord after a point. Get a little relationship going. But we have a calling on our lives that we're supposed to be diligent. And then when we are diligent, we're hoping to be found in him in peace. Because if you have sin, you won't have peace. Those two can't exist as readily in the same bosom. You're going to have to deal with your sin and understand your sin. You know what sin is? Sin is in you, but it is not you. You don't know that until you know that. At first you think, "I failed." I told a minute ago, new believer, they fall on their face, they feel like, "I'm no good at this, I'll never make it." They give up. Some people give up that early because they don't understand that sin is in them. Someone said it's like eating. You don't, you're not an eater because you eat. You eat because you're an eater, okay? And the same thing with sin. You're not a sinner because you sin. You sin because you are a sinner. And so I tell you today, you have to kind of parse that and figure it out. And where you go for that, if you need a little help there, Romans chapter 7, Paul said, that I want to do. This is Paul now. I don't do. But that I don't want to do, that I do, and so forth. And he says, "Who will deliver me?" He says, "I see in my members that there's this motion inside of me. And when I would do good, sin is present with me." What he's trying to do is he's trying to show you that sin is not you, it's in you. And you have to fight against that. The only way to fight against that is displacement, because you have to keep busy and you'll displace it more readily by doing the good and not having time to do the bad. The Bible says that you might be found in him in peace without spot. Now, when you think of the word spot, think of it like cloudiness. Because you are a person who is in circulation. If you have water, and we turned the water here at the church off when it was really super cold. So we turned it off, but when I turned it back on, it came out real cloudy because it had been off for a little while. Do you think that happens to believers that aren't engaged with the Lord's work in some way? You're just trying to be a blessing, trying to be mindful?
Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies. And we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.